If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
How are you today, Lou?
I'm doing great. How are you, Lisa?
Doing well. Here come the questions already. In fact, this person has reached out for a few weeks in a row. I have tree roots in the main sewer line of my 50-year-old house. What are the pros and cons of hydrojetting versus conventional rotting or snaking to remove the roots?
Well, the problem with the hydrojetting is that if the roots are significant, you know, if it's 50 years old and we've got big trees around there, the hydrojetting will do a good job for smaller roots, but it's not going to be that effective for those larger roots. The traditional using a rod with cutting wheels on the end of it in combination with a sewer camera so they can first see what's there, then cut it all out, and then verify, in fact, that they got rid of all those roots would be the better way to go. A little bit more expensive, but way more effective. And if you treat it with a normal sewer treatment, a couple times a year, you can probably keep those big roots from coming back and, not have to consider replacing the sewer line in the short run.
I remember that being a kid and that happening to our house and all the, I just remember all the concern and the drama and the talk about it. Like, what if we have to replace the sewer line? And big trees. I just can't believe that they can get in there and the whole root can grow in the sewer line. What is that, a crack in the line then? Is that all it takes?
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is that, traditionally, if we go back 50, 60 years, sewers were a series of clay pipes. And so the clay pipes were put in the hole, then they were mortared together, and then they put dirt around it, and that was it. Well, now we got gaps, and, the ceramic, the clay pipes would break. And then even with cast iron pipes, stuff can separate, and they can work, the little bitty root works its way in, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But it really is problematic for older homes with clay pipes for sewer lines.
Interesting. Okay, Lou, I have a small piece of siding missing on the exterior of my home. It's about 5x8. Every siding company says it's too small of a project. They cannot match the existing. No one sees it, so I don't care about it matching the existing. What can I do to patch it myself?
Well, if no one sees it, then we just need to find a piece of siding that's close to it. And depending on whether it's a vinyl siding or a wood siding, try and get underneath the overlap, so you minimize water coming in, cut it, fit it, nail it, or screw it, and, paint it to match. The other thing is that if it's an area that you can see it, you could take a piece of siding away from a place that you don't see it, like behind bushes or something like that, replace it, and then do the fix out of sight. But it sounds like this is out of sight, so just need to patch it up and keep the water from coming in.
More than one person must have tree roots in their pipelines, because a lot of people now are asking, what is the sewer treatment for trees in the water line or the sewer line?
Well, so there's a bunch of different companies that make it. Copper sulfate, copper sulfate is the main ingredient, and there are versions of it that are foaming, which are more effective, where you put it the night before you go to sleep at night. You flush it down the toilet, it goes into the sewer line, it foams up when it hits the water, and then it coats the whole side of it. This is super effective once you've rotted out sewers. One manufacturer is called Robic, R-O-B-I-C, that makes a sewer treatment, and it's something you should do at least twice a year if you've had problems in the past. It's also not a bad idea to do once a year if you haven't had any problems, just as a regular maintenance task.
Okay.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
I know Lou has addressed this before, but can he talk again about what I can do for ants? Can I sprinkle something around the foundation as well as traps and spray?
Correct. So it's kind of a three-prong approach. Right now, ants are crazy. I just picked up some Bonide Revenge myself. It is a sprinkle you put around the perimeter of the home. Bonide makes one called Revenge. Taro has an ant shake that's more like a powder. It's a food source for the ants on the outside to take back to the colony. Then on the inside, you're going to use a combination of sprays and bait traps. Not all ants go to the bait traps, but you don't want to spray where you use the bait traps. So put in the corners the bait traps. If you've got an issue in the kitchen, make sure you get all the food sources off of the counter and whatnot. There's a terrific product called Ortho Home Defense, which is safe to use in the kitchen. It is a chemical, but you can spray it. It's clear. It doesn't smell. And within a couple, 3 weeks, if you do all three of these things, you should have things solved. You can also use the home defense around the door jams where ants can come in by the entry doors and patio doors and places like that.
You know where we found them last week? The laundry room. I thought, what? You know what it is? It's the cat food. That's where we feed the cats, and cat food has sugar in it. And I'll be darned if they didn't find their way in the laundry room. I thought, oh, this is a never-ending fight, me against the ants.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
For sure.
Okay. Question for Lou. Please, Lou, settle this once and for all, this person says. What are the best furnace filters to use, and how often do we really need to replace them? You have mentioned this a million times.
Yeah. I'm a pleated filter fan. There's still a lot of HVAC guys say, oh, it's bad for the furnace. That, in my opinion, is a bunch of hooey. If there's one thing that we learned about COVID is indoor air quality matters. Regular, inexpensive spun fiberglass filters do nothing to filter the air. If you are someone that uses your air conditioner, you know, obviously you use your furnace in the wintertime, but if you're someone that religiously uses your air conditioner all the time, maybe you have allergies, asthma, then you're going to replace those filters once a month. You're going to buy a case of it, put it down in the basement, put it on your calendar, replace it once a month. That will give you the most efficient running of your furnace. It will give you the most air filtration. There's good, better, best when it comes to pleated filters. Depending on your allergy level, it's a MERV rating, like Merv Griffin. But it's the higher the MERV, the more it filters. Look for something between 8 and 11. Replace them once a month.
All right. I'm with you on that. I'm that allergy person, and they've got to be done once a month. Lou, what's on the show this weekend?
This weekend, we're going to talk to the people at Taro. They obviously make great lawn care equipment, but they also have some new models of their 100% cordless mowers, which have become kind of the most popular thing for most homeowners when it comes to doing residential yards. No gas, no oil, no fumes, quiet operation, and they just run and run and run.
Oh, that's cool. All right, we'll be listening.
Thank you.
That's Lou Manfredini. You'll hear him Saturday morning at 6 o'clock.